This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to Her Beauty Regimen with Chanel, where we celebrate beauty, wellness, and the personal journeys of inspiring women and beauty founders. Join us as we dive into authentic conversations that highlight the beauty in every story. Hello, 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 and welcome to Her Beauty Regimen with Chanel. I'm really excited about today's guest. Her name is Christian Franklin, and she is the founder of Angelic Organics. And it's a spiritually aligned hair care brand rooted in holistic healing and plant-powered rituals for textured hair. I'm really excited because she's also a vendor in our Her Beauty Regimen marketplace. So I'm going to bring her up, and we're going to have a conversation. We're going to talk about how she got started, favorite beauty hacks, and what she thinks about colorism and texturism. Is beauty still being whitewashed? So let me go ahead and bring her up. Hi. There we go. How are you doing, Christian? Thank you so much for joining us today on Her Beauty Regimen podcast. So I know I gave a little bit about you, a small little introduction. Well, not little introduction, but in comparison to who you are and what you've built. I would love if you would go in and elaborate a little bit more on who you are and what got you started in this industry.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Chanel. This is really incredible. I'm just super blessed to be a vendor on your marketplace, but I can definitely go in on a little bit about myself. So I'm a certified hair care formulator, founder of Angelic Organics, which is an all-natural hair care line formulated by myself using science-backed plant-powered ingredients to really celebrate curly and textured hair and promote hair growth. My first line is focused on moisture and retention. So yeah, I would say the reason that got me started, the main reason, was growing up, I felt really disconnected with my hair. Like I'm sure a few people can relate that's watching this, but I got relaxers. I straightened my hair. I never appreciated my curls. It was like forbidden. It was just, I didn't understand it. I didn't know how to manage it. And the goal was always to have it straight. It was never wanting it to be big and loud. So it took me till I was 20 years old to stop doing relaxers and let my natural hair grow in. And that was the first time I saw my hair. So I did the full big chop. And we're talking like, you know, I'll have to find a photo for you guys, but we're talking like this much hair on my head. And it was very jarring. Nobody really tells you, you know, no one is holding your hand during that period of time of learning your hair and embracing the new you, because you're going to look very different if this whole, you know, historically you're being conditioned to love straight hair, and then you try and love yourself and you're going against what you've been told through all types of different medias and, you know, subliminals and all those things. So I did that and I went through the challenges of, you know, the TWA phase and embracing all of that, but I still wasn't seeing the growth that I wanted. So during the pandemic, during 2020, I was like, you know, I have some time. Why not try these viral rice water rinses, avocado hair mask? I was like, let me just try it. And I started doing them consistently, even aloe vera hair mask. And I noticed my hair was changing. I could see the curls more defined and I felt I could see the retention. So I was like, you know, I think there's something here. My hair was just feeling stronger. And so this led me down to really doing my own research. So now I'm researching, I'm reading articles, I'm trying out different formulations. And eventually I met an amazing chemist who put me on to an accredited school in the UK. And that is how I got my certification as a hair care formulator. And then I realized there's a huge gap in the market for textured hair, plant-powered ingredients, and healing, of embracing the curls, really celebrating your curls and, you know, celebrating the uniqueness about your curls. And so that's how Angelic Organics was created.
Wow. I think a lot of us can definitely relate. And shout out to you for going and getting the certification and really solidifying your desire to be a resource. I have a degree. Well, I have 2 degrees in chemical engineering. I have a bachelor's and a master's in chemical engineering. And that was one of the reasons why I became a chemical engineer, because I wanted to create and formulate products and work in the beauty industry and help women look and feel their best. So I can totally resonate. While you were talking, you brought me back down memory lane when you talked about the TWA phase. TWA phase. So I can definitely relate. And while I do have an amazing sew-in, natural sew-in right now, okay. I love that. I love my wigs, my weaves, my extensions. But yes. I found a picture of me when I had did a, let me see if I can share it. I did a big chop. Yes. I big chopped, I want to say like at least 2 times. And the first time I did it, it was simply because I had gotten a relaxer and I was wearing my hair kind of short too, but I had gotten a relaxer and I had scabs in my hair. Oof. Like, it, you remember that? Like, it yeah. was, and, yeah. And I decided, I had scabs in my hair and I used to wear my hair like in a short, you know, little pixie cut type thing. Mm-hmm. And so it had started growing out and I was like, oh, I might grow it out into a bob. But let me see if I can share this with you who are able to see, watch us. I remember going into the barbershop and thinking, listen, I have no idea what is about to happen. I'm going to find this. Let's see if I can share this.
Oh, yeah.
Can you see this?
It's loading. Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
So yep. that was me. Look, you see the date, July 1st, 2010. No hair. And still looking cute. Now, that's natural beauty. Like,
yes. Honestly, the short hair works for your face.
Thank you. That's the style that, this was the style okay. that I had worn it in before. I was wearing, that's my husband. We've been together for forever.
Oh my gosh.
This is what I was rocking. So you just brought me down memory lane talking about just the TWA phase. And I remember during the time, my very first company, part of our inspiration, Myavana, was helping women figure out what products work for their hair, because what was on the market at the time was just, it was making, you know, I'll give you a prime example. They had us putting, Jerry Carroll juice on. I forgot what it was called. They were like, you need to put the Jerry Carroll. It has like glycerin in it. And mm-hmm. they were telling us to put the stuff that makes your Jerry curls shiny. I forgot the name of it, but there was just all kind of stuff. They had mm-hmm. us loading our hair with Eco Styler gel it was crunchy. And so I'm really happy that you followed your passion and just went for it. So we've talked about you becoming a certified formulator, which is absolutely amazing. But I noticed that your rituals honor textured hair in such a healing and spiritual way. Of course, with the name being Angelic Organics. So what does a typical hair ritual look like for you? And how do you help women feel when they use your products?
Okay. For the ritual, we start with the clarifying shampoo to remove product buildup and like really give your hair a deep clean. That way it can properly absorb water. You go with the conditioner, which is extremely nourishing and moisturizing, and it lays down the cuticle layer so it can lock in that water. And the curl cream, you apply it while it's wet. So that's going to be my little tip for people towards the end of like how to get those juicy curls. But you apply that while your hair is wet to further lock in the moisture, and then you use the hair oil as a sealant, or obviously you can use that as well on the scalp. I would say my ritual includes all of those steps. That's what I do. But one thing I would add is playing music. I love to play music, light a candle. The whole point of this line really is to feel like self-care. So even the scent is to help calm your nervous system. So being really strategic with all the different ingredients for each product, it's really to make hair care feel enjoyable and for you to pour back into yourself and to just honor yourself for a second and recharge. So by doing that clarifying shampoo, you're removing everything, and you can consider it like removing all the negativity. You know, a lot of times when we're feeling down, it's like hop in the shower, you know, just like restart, hop in the shower, because it really helps you restart and feel fresh again. And so that's the point of creating this as a ritual. And no other brand is actually positioning textured hair in a healing space like we are. And I know that hair is more, it's hair care is, yes, we want to provide all these safe products, but we also have to understand that there is a healing aspect when we're coming into the space of curly and textured. There's a lot of conditioning that has been done. There's a lot of trauma that has been done. So we need to also hold space for that, which is, you know, what I'm trying to do with my local community. So yeah, I definitely hope when people try the products, they feel refreshed, they feel seen, they feel the ease of managing their hair, because textured hair has been centered throughout all of our formulations. We make sure that the conditioner is made to help with detangling. We use a clarifying shampoo because we know the texture community, we love products. And so if you're going to get, you know, a great, if you're going to lock in moisture, you got to be able to remove those products that we're layering.
I want to touch there, because when we first started my other company, My Ivana, that I helped co-found, our goal was to help women retain length and meet their hair goals. And which is actually what led to me trying out so many different products, what led to me wanting to create Her Beauty Regimen. But I analyzed people's hair strands under a microscope. That was part that we did hair analysis. That was part of the process. And oh my gosh, do you know the number one reason folks' hair was breaking off? Product buildup. My husband was tired of that. He'd be making fun of me. Product buildup, product, because that's all I would talk about. I was like, product buildup, product buildup. And we would say, hey, if you just add a clarifying shampoo,
come on,
you will see tremendous results. Another thing that we had to tell some of the ladies that were submitting, not only adding a clarifying shampoo, but shampooing your hair at least three times to remove. You want to remove all of the residue. So I love how you talk about when you say, hey, just get it all out.
Yeah.
And I remember during that time in the beginning of the natural hair movement, they was telling us to put all kind of stuff in our hair, girl. That was telling us to just only wash your hair with conditioner. And then
some people still do it.
And it's by the grace of God that they have hair, or they have a different type of texture. Exactly. So maybe the looser textures might can get away for some time with just conditioner washing, because it's easier to get to the cuticle because their hair isn't as tightly coiled. But you put that on some faux C hair, baby, it's going to break, because it's not, you're not getting any moisture or any cleansing to it. So I wanted to touch on that and say shout out to you. And I think that's what comes with getting your certification. I want to ask you a question, and it wasn't on our question sheets, but I feel like it's relevant to what we're talking about. I want to ask you a question about DIY formulators and what made you, you know, because we have a lot of products that are out there. What made you decide, look, you had to take a sip of tea. What made you decide, like, you know what, I'm going to set myself apart and I'm going to actually learn and study this. And what do you think about products that are coming from, I say lay people, right? They don't have the science background or the cosmetology background. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Yeah, so I started as a DIYer and I was having so much fun in the kitchen. You know, it's fun doing that stuff. But the reality is a lot of people who are doing that don't have a background on how to formulate. And so it can get really dangerous. And I learned that because I met a chemist. And I was really blessed. She was willing to check out my products. So I sent her my products and she gave me a lot of feedback on, you know, not using preservatives because everybody's against preservatives. And I was like, yeah, no preservatives. But now you understand there are natural preservatives. You know, lemon juice can be used as a preservative. I'm not using it as a preservative, but I'm just saying in some cases. And then vitamin E is used to preserve oil. So there are natural ways to preserve formulas and products. And so that changed the game for me. Once she let me know how dangerous it can be in this space, and I still see it today, extremely popular pages that are doing things that, you know, back as a DIYer, I was taught to do as well. Everybody else was doing it. But when you get that professional background, you realize that's very dangerous and you could be jeopardizing someone's hair and you could be sued. So I knew I wanted to help people authentically. And so when the chemist told me, if you want to do this for real, she was like, if you just want to go to the farmer's markets with your products, cool, do what you're doing. Great. She was like, just add preservatives. But she's like, if you want to reach a lot of people and be in larger retailers, you need to go to school. And that's when it was like, I want to make sure that these formulas are doing what I say they're doing. I want the science behind it. So going back to school changed the game for me. So that's why each product is formulated specifically with ingredients that have science behind them. I don't throw in any ingredient that doesn't have any science behind it. Or what's the point? I've seen people do the whole doing 35 different ingredients in a bottle. And they're like, this is for hair growth. And it's like, you don't even know which ingredient is doing what. Some of these ingredients have no science behind them, but it gets people excited. And so I wanted to make sure that Angelica Organics wasn't adding to the confusion, but one of the people that are like steering people in the right direction. So,
and that makes a lot of sense. So I have a few products that I formulate. I've only released one, which is a hair growth oil. And, you know, people come back to me, they're like, oh my gosh, it actually works. And I'm like, well, because I've researched every single ingredient that is in there. It is there for a reason. The concentration is there for a reason. The way it's put together is there for a reason. And I had the wonderful privilege of doing that. And then as an engineer, I created a formula maker. So my formulas are going to stay consistent regardless of how much people buy. Like I created a spreadsheet that I just got to put in. Okay, I need 500 bottles. I can put that in there and it's going to tell me, you know, how to modify my measurements such that we're getting consistent. Absolutely. That was the big thing. And so I do want to admonish those of you who are listening, if you make your own products, please either connect with a chemist or go and get the certification, go and get the education. Because what I have done is I don't do it anymore, y'all, but I have done some helping people take they're raw. They were like, okay, I'm putting a little bit of this. I'm putting a little bit of that. I'm putting a little bit of this in there. And I'm like, I asked one, probably like the chemist. I said, well, how do you make sure that it's going to stay consistent? How do you know that, you know, it's, oh my gosh. And so a lot of people don't know. They're just kind of, you know, cooking like baking a cake, you know, exactly. You have a little bit of this, exactly. A little bit of that. So then you're trying to figure out why, okay, well, maybe one bottle, one batch broke someone's hair off, but the other batch was good. Well, it's because you was a little heavy-handed on the batch with, you know, with something else. And so, and then also keeping notes. Like I said, I have a master's degree, so I did research. I have a research thesis, keeping notes, what we did with each batch, when each batch came out. So all of those things are important, and you learn those things when you go to school and you get the certification. So I'm glad we're having this part of this conversation about consistency, and that just proves to you making sure that you're delivering the best product.
Oh, thank you. And I do want to add that batch code is crazy. I do not see a lot of people tracking their batches. And so, making sure that people are educated is going to help with, you know, doing what you really want to do. I think DIYers genuinely want to help. I was one of them. Mm-hmm. It's like, there's a lot of things that we don't know when it comes to like formulating industry standard. It's probably not the best word, but just like a real elevated standard to where if you want to help people, then get the go to school, get the credentials, do what you need to do to make sure that what you're selling is doing actually that. Don't just go off of your friends and family's response, but make sure that there's some science behind it.
And that is great. I totally, totally second that recommendation. And that's something that I definitely, probably later on, I want to get into doing some consulting in that area, just because I'm like, oh man, I can look at someone's stuff and I'm just like, don't use that. Oh, you know, I mean, I know the natural girlies are saying add coconut oil, but did you know that coconut oil at room temperature is solid? Yes. So what's your goal? You know, do you want to lock out moisture? Do you want to give? So I could talk about this stuff all day.
Oh
but
my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. We can.
So I have one last question, and it's a bit of a controversial one. And I'm looking at you. You are a gorgeous Black woman. Your hair is fabulous, skin popping, all the things. I want you to talk about, how do you feel like the beauty industry is today? Like, do you feel like it's still whitewashed? Is there room still for natural hair, natural community? What are your thoughts on that?
So I do think we're making changes, but I do think there's still a lot of whitewashing. There's still a lot of work to still be done, even with how I get this all the time. People will come to me and ask me what their curl type is. They're like, oh, I don't know my curl type. Which one am I? And I'm like, honestly, I could care less about that stuff. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't care how your hair coils up as much as I care how it's absorbing water, as much as I care like what ingredients it responds to, what's your routine like, how often are you washing your hair, what products are you using. I'm like, just knowing, and I just feel like the curl type has been shifted, not to be informational, but I think there is even still this hierarchy amongst the hair types, and so that's why I try and stay away from it. There's stigmas around, you know, 4C hair. There's a lot of trauma around 4C hair. And so it's like, I try and move away from curl types. I try and move away just from anything that feels like it's not in celebration. And so I do think we have a lot of work to do. I think for me, joining like Black Women for Wellness and the Coalition for Beauty Justice, it's like, I care more about making sure that there are safe products in the market that are targeting for us, that there aren't harmful ingredients, which we know there's a lot of harmful ingredients in a lot of the products on the shelves right now. So that's been more of my focus, and celebrating the group that was overlooked, celebrating the group that has yet to be positioned within the standard. It's frustrating to just have the aisle for textured hair. And it's like, textured hair does not just belong to Black people. Like, textured hair is amongst other groups, and 60% of people in America have wavy, curly, textured hair. So if the majority of us are having some type of curl and bend to our hair, the shelves need to reflect that. And so, yeah, that's the movement behind Angelic Organics, is just making sure that we're all within the standard and that we're all getting the same amount of light.
And that's good, because we were talking before the podcast started, and I was telling her how I have four children. So I have four children, and every single child has a different hair texture. And it's crazy, because I'm like, I didn't even know that was possible. My oldest has a different, my two girls have totally different hair textures. My youngest girl, she has a very loose curl texture. And then my oldest one has more of a tighter curl. And then my baby son, he got the tightest little springs. They're like the tightest little springs, and they're so curly. I'm just like, how I go in his hair and I'm like, boing, boing.
Yeah.
One of the things that I do is I tell them how beautiful their hair is.
Yes.
The boys and the girls, they all are growing their hair out in some sort of capacity. I'm like, oh, your hair looks so good. I go and I put my hands in their hair and I'm like, oh, I just love your hair.
Yay.
Oh, you just look so good. Because I know that it starts at home.
Absolutely.
And I was one of those kids who, I had old school people. So thick hair was nappy. And I was traumatized, like you said, with pressing combs and relaxers. And oh my goodness, your hair is just so rough. And oh God, all this, you know, all this, the noise that people would make. And so I grew up thinking that I had bad hair. And then of course I go natural. And when I started working with texture specialists, people who specialize in natural hair, they would say, man, your hair is so nice. I started getting compliments. I'm like, I have nice hair. They're like, yeah, it's so soft. You have such good, nice hair. And I'm thinking like, where was this good hair when I was, you know, 10, right? So I'm glad that you have a goal to help promote the beauty of all textures, regardless of tighter, looser, ziggly zag, springy. Well, this pretty much wraps up our interview. I would love for you to share just any final words that you would like and how people can connect with you.
Final words would definitely probably be for those who are maybe at the beginning stages of embracing their hair, is to give yourself grace. Have a very simple routine. Start off with a very simple routine. Know what's working for your hair. So really be patient in trying to get to know your hair. Definitely keep it plant-based. it don't have to be my products, but keep it plant-based. I encourage you to just start with really safe products first on your hair and keep it very simple. And just embrace the uniqueness. When I was first embracing my hair, I found myself comparing a lot. Like, oh, looking at videos of other people doing certain styles. And I'm like, I want to try that, knowing dang well that was not my hair type, but I wanted my hair to look like that. So it's like, really embrace the uniqueness of your own hair. It is made that way on purpose. Embrace the fluff, frizz, whatever it is. Just really embrace how unique your hair is alone. Just get to know your hair, because it is its own thing, not to be compared to anyone else. And yeah, that's what I would give to anyone listening right now. And if you would like to get in touch with me, please do. I will post we'll connect, and I'll post my big chop look as well when this airs. So go to the social media, Angelic Organics Hair on Instagram, and you can find our website at angelicorganicshair.com.
Thank you so, so much for this interview. And I can't wait to see your big chop. I can't wait to see
it. It's very similar to yours. It's very similar.
Yes. So thank you so much, Christian with Angelic Organic.
Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode of Her Beauty Regimen with Chanel. I hope you felt seen, inspired, and reminded that beauty is so much more than what we wear. It's how we care for ourselves and show up in the world. If you love what you heard, here's how you can stay connected. Subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube at HBR Brand for daily beauty, wellness, and founder stories. Share this episode with a friend or fellow beauty lover who needs to hear this. And if you're ready to explore indie beauty products and brands that put care first, visit us at herbeautyregimen.com. Until next time, stay well, stay radiant, and keep showing up as your whole self.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.